This is CPR News. I'm Matt Bloom. Parts of northern Colorado are seeing rain and strong winds this morning. Jennifer Stark, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service, says that could cause flooding in areas close to rivers and wildfire burn scars.
We are expecting pretty widespread rainfall to continue Wednesday night through like Friday morning. So those areas are in a flood watch.
Metro Denver, Fort Collins, Greeley, and western Boulder County are under a flood watch until Friday morning. Reports to the anonymous student reporting system SafeToTel were up last month. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
The latest data show reports increased about 28% when compared to March. The program received more than 3,000 reports last month. Most of the reports were related to suicide threats, bullying, and school complaints. April reports included a person reporting that several students at their school were making sexual comments and body shaming their peers. School teams investigated, and the students involved admitted to making inappropriate comments. The students' parents were notified, and school disciplinary action was taken. If you're someone in crisis, call 988. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Brazilian authorities say they're investigating a Colorado Rapids soccer player in an illegal betting scandal. The authorities say they are examining whether the player, Max Alves, received a payment in exchange for getting a yellow card disciplinary action during a match last season. The Rapids say Alves has been removed from all team activities until the league, Major League Soccer, completes its own investigation. This is CPR News. It's 9:06.